Hello, this is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me.
I'm Jack Torrey, and I play in the Cactus Blossoms, and I play guitar and sing with my brother Paige, and do some songwriting with the band.
I'm going down to the sea.
The Cactus Blossoms, on tour from their home city of Minneapolis, take the stage tonight in Kalamazoo Valley Community College's Dale B. Lake Auditorium. They've been touring their first major release album, You're Dreaming, for about a year, most recently across Europe from London to Barcelona. Their songs will be featured in the upcoming revival of Twin Peaks on Showtime. I spoke with Jack Torrey, the lead singer and songwriter, earlier this week. He suggested that their journey as musicians involved a kind of subconscious progression and a little luck.
When I started playing music, you know, people would say, "Do you write songs?" And I'd think, you know, there's thousands of good songs out there, and I don't really care about trying to make another one right now. But over the years of playing, we've been writing songs and we've been playing them, and as long as they keep coming, we'll keep playing them.
Did you have music in your home growing up?
Yeah, we grew up in a musical family. Our dad had some music training, and our mom played a little piano and stuff, but so it was always around the house, and just also music fans. We heard some records around the house, but they never really pressured us into being musical or anything, or forcing us to take lessons. I probably should have taken a couple, but it was definitely a musical family.
Here in Michigan, there's a festival called the Wheatland Music Festival.
And yeah, Happy Wheatland.
Happy Wheatland. generations of people have grown up with this festival, and a lot of the kids, you know, picked up acoustic music in their ear and writing songs. It turned into kind of a way of life for them. I'm wondering if you and your brother Paige went to festivals in Minnesota.
Not really. It's been pretty interesting for us. You know, playing music has gotten us out to see a lot of festivals and a lot of, you know, things like Wheatland or just other different types of festivals that we definitely didn't grow up in. That I didn't know there was like string band bluegrass festival growing up. It wasn't on my radar at all. So that's been something that we've kind of discovered over the past few years, just from being a band. I didn't realize how many kids were lucky enough to get to hang out all night around a fire and play guitars.
So how did you get the sound that you use in your ear? Was it through recordings?
Yeah, I mean, through recordings and seeing musicians around Minneapolis, St. Paul area. But, recordings are basically how I've gotten into music. I know it's complicated. There's a give and take all the time, because you know, you discover things and then you go see a band that you like, and now you're seeing people doing it in person. And I guess, yeah, records. I mean, there's a window into a whole other world. And radio, you know, good radio shows that were playing songs I'd never heard. Just discovering it that way, and then trying to track it down at the library, or just trying to get your hands on records, or going to the thrift store and thinking, oh, that person looks interesting. This record is $2. I'll bring it home and listen to it, you know? So there's been so many routes of discovery.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned radio, because we shouldn't discount that.
Not at all. It's a pretty special thing, you know. A good radio show that's curating music can be pretty revelatory, you know.
Have you ever appeared on the Prairie Home Companion?
Yeah, a couple times. The most recent time was this summer in July. We did one of the last shows with Garrison down in St. Louis, the big, beautiful theater. is a pretty special. You know, we're from Minneapolis. Prairie Home is from around here, St. Paul. You know, that's where they host the show the bulk of the year. And I mean, definitely, I think having something like that around was the way I heard, I guess, some more acoustic music. I'd say it was having that show around.
I'll tell you that in my work at this radio station, I mostly talk to classical players and kind of live in the classical music world. And, you know, your publicist sent over the tracks from your CD, this newest CD, You're Dreaming. The first thing I thought of when I heard, you know, this country sound was, it's like Mozart. You have to sound, you cannot put a foot false or it's really, really audible. The purity of it, you need to have all of your heart and soul right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about that, but I can see what you mean. I also think it's just that sparseness or, you know, kind of minimal arrangements that are, they're simple until you misstep, and then it can go from sounding good to bad pretty fast, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we kind of have a, you know, we like arrangements. This album is the first time we ever really spent time working together and working with other musicians to work on arrangements for the record. And I think going on, we'll be doing more of that. We were kind of taking our hillbilly roots and trying to make something a little more complex or intentional.
Well, I think here's a great place to introduce your music to listeners who haven't heard it and re-engage some fans who have. Would you introduce Stoplight Kisses?
Yeah. Stoplight Kisses is probably one of the earliest songs that I wrote that's on the album. It's getting old now. I think I wrote it six, seven, 8 years ago.
All right. Well, let's hear Stoplight Kisses from the Cactus Blossoms. They're in concert tonight at Dale B. Lake Auditorium at the Kalamazoo Valley Community College campus starting at 7:30 p.m.
Stoplight Kisses, what I want from you. Stoplight Kisses, all I want to do. When I hold to the crosswalk, eastbound small talk, you know what's on my mind. I loosened up my seatbelt, made it really heartfelt, kissing time to the don't walk sign.
Well, that's Stoplight Kisses from the Cactus Blossoms, and on the line here I have the songwriter, electric guitar player, and lead singer Jack Torrey. That's a great introduction to the Cactus Blossoms, but we have places to go from there. Let's talk about singing with your brother Paige a little bit. Again, there's a lot more going on than one might think. It's really beautifully done. The phrases are classical, if I may say.
Well, thank you. That's a high compliment for an uneducated musician. Yeah, well, me and Paige, lots of people always ask us if we've been, you know, oh, you must have been singing and playing together your whole lives. You must have grown up doing this. But it's actually something we kind of got into more recently. Probably, I guess, for about 6, 7 years now we've been playing songs, but and singing together. But it's been really fun. It's been a really fun experience, and teaming up with my brother, and he's such an amazing harmony singer. It's something that's just very, very, very natural for him. And yeah, we just can't believe we can get away with singing into microphones at people. It's a good job.
Where do you think you've gotten your most experience? Have you done the bar circuit, or is there a place in Minneapolis that kind of welcomed you in and you got your chops honed there?
Yeah, well, when we started, we kind of always joked about that we were touring the Twin Cities, you know, playing every bar, every venue in town all year long. So I mean, that's how we kind of got going. And then eventually we did a weekly gig at a bar, and that's where we kind of got into our groove. But that's when we had just started playing, you know. So I guess that's how we got started. And then the past 3 years has been learning the ways of the road, and, you know, figuring out how to play in a different town every night. That's where we're at now.
What are some of the ways you've learned to play in a different town every night?
Well, we just got back from Europe a week ago. We did some shows in the UK and the Netherlands and Spain. We did 19 shows in 20 days, and our one day off was driving from the Netherlands down to Barcelona. So it was pretty much 20 days solid. I mean, that's an education right there, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, before we went on the tour, it's like, wow, I hope I don't lose my voice on day five, because that might be bad. You know, so you just, it's a great process, and you have to learn how to do it, and you have to learn how to take care of yourself and you know, sing your heart out, but not sing so hard that you lose your voice or things like that. So it's it was a really fun experience, and it's been mostly the way we've learned how to do what we do is just playing shows and keeping it up, you know, keep going.
Well, I'd like to hear more stories about the European tour, but why don't we take a musical break so we can hear the title track on the album, You're Dreaming.
You're Dreaming. You're Dreaming is kind of a mysterious song, even for me.
Was this something that came to you all of a sudden, or is it something you've been thinking about for a long time?
Yeah, You're Dreaming is one of those songs that kind of came out all at once. I'm not sure if I made it up or if I just heard it playing in my head. It's my blues song.
You're dreaming beside me. Are you running? Are you falling? Is an old
That's the title track from The Cactus Blossoms, I'm Dreaming. And The Cactus Blossoms are in concert in Kalamazoo tonight at 7:30 at Dale B. Lake Auditorium on the Kalamazoo Valley Community College campus. I'm on the line with Jack Torrey, the lead singer and songwriter of The Cactus Blossoms. Jack, we were talking about your recent whirlwind tour of Europe. I went to Ireland once and walked into a music store hoping to find a lot of traditional music albums Irish traditional, and I saw rows and rows of John Denver and Johnny Cash. Have you found the reception of American country styles to be in Europe to be something kind of phenomenal?
I mean, I can't tell yet. I can't tell yet if how extreme it is. There's definitely always been an appreciation of American music in Europe going way back. I mean, you know, some of the early jazz bands got the biggest reception, you know, from music fans in Paris, and lots of like blues people, you know, had a great reception in the UK and Europe, and it's still that way. Or, you know, the rock and roll bands, they all were listening to Sun Records stuff. And, you know, some of the biggest bands of the 70s were inspired by, 60s and 70s were inspired by American musicians. So there's definitely a love for it over there. And I don't know if they love American music more than we do or not.
So you'd say that it's a great crowd to play for.
Yeah, it is. They're very, very sweet, respectful. Some of the audiences didn't party quite as much as the American audiences. You know, we have a thing where when we like a band, sometimes we talk over them in America. You know, we're talking about how good they are and how much we love them, but still we're talking over them. And there was quite a few audiences that were so sweet and respectful. I, I wanted to tell them, you know, just feel free to say hello to your friend, or, you know, you don't have to watch us the whole time. You know, feel free to go get a beer if you want, or no, but it's a really special, beautiful thing, though, to have people respect and love the music.
Yeah, even though the intense concentration can be a little uncomfortable.
A little bit.
I'd like to hear more about the making of the album that you're touring, called You're Dreaming. This is not your first release, right?
It's a first release that we've actually put out there into the world with a help of a record label and distribution, so you can actually maybe go to a store and find it. But we had done a couple records on our own that we recorded pretty quickly, and we just sold them at live shows and things like that. But so this is the first one that we really, really poured a lot into and took some time on.
Did you write all the songs first and then collect musicians and funding and recording studio, all that? How did that work out?
Yeah, I had a handful of new songs that I'd been working on. And then there was a few that we had recorded before that we wanted to try again and kind of make a final version and bring them into the fold with these newer songs. And we teamed up with a guy named J.D. McPherson, who's a great musician, if you haven't heard of him. But he got on board to help us produce it and get involved with some musicians in Chicago to get in a studio down there with a guy named Alex Hall, who's just a brilliant engineer and percussionist. So that's how we got down to Chicago, and we just recorded the album over a few sessions down there. And I mean, it was a pretty simple, straightforward process. A lot of live recording in one room, you know, all of us just playing and singing in one room, hit and record. So it was a really, really fun process. Starting to feel, it's only been a year since it came out, but it's starting to feel like it's time to get back in the studio.
I'm speaking with Jack Torrey, the songwriter and lead singer for The Cactus Blossoms. How about we take a break for another song from the new album? And could I request an introduction to Change Your Ways or Die?
Sure, yeah. And Change Your Ways or Die. It's one of the more bubbly, happy songs on the record. it's kind of my, it's a song about going too far, going beyond the point of return. And it's got a lot of themes in it, but I just think it's kind of a universal one of being patient and taking the right course, or else you can't come back.
When the river rises o'er her bank, better make your home in a higher place. For if you stay down by the sand, you'll be washed away to another land.
Let's Change Your Ways or Die from The Cactus Blossoms. I'm on the line with Jack Torrey, who, with his brother Paige Burkham and band, will appear at Dale B. Lake Auditorium at Kalamazoo Valley Community College's Texas Township campus tonight in Kalamazoo. It's going to be a fun show. We've heard a couple of songs now. I'd like to know if you and Paige are bringing along additional musicians to fill out the sound.
Yeah, we'll be bringing a band with us. Our drummer, Chris Happel, and our bass player, Andy Carroll. And Paige and I's older brother, Tyler, is going to be playing electric guitar with us as well. So we'll have the whole band.
You mentioned that a lot of the takes that we hear on this album were just hit record and go. That's pretty rare these days, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not 100% hit record. There, you know, you got to have a little studio magic going on. But yeah, we did record the bass, drums, some guitar stuff, and our singing. And was all live, and so sometimes we had to play a song more than once to get it right. But I think it's something that we wanted to do for this album, because at least it's honest, you know. You're hearing what we can do, and hopefully we're getting better.
What are the ingredients required to create a good country song? Like, if you had to call it a recipe, how would you make that recipe?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just a city boy.
Should I use a different word than country for the songs that you write?
No, I mean, you can call it whatever you want. You know how words are just, different words mean different things to different people. And country, it's fun to be asked how to write a country song as a city boy. But I do write country songs, so I 100% know where you're coming from. I think there's something about country songs. Like, if I think about old, early Willie Nelson songs, things like that, the recipe is like, it's always some heartache, and something's not right. There's usually a twist that makes it a little bit comical to make you feel okay about everything being wrong. And then there's usually just some kind of nice melody flowing over a dance beat. I think that's kind of a country song.
That's great. Your brother Paige is an incredibly talented harmony singer. Does he help with the creation of the songs, with writing the music or the lyrics? What else does he add?
Paige is the great refiner of ideas and melodies and arrangements. He's just got an incredible ear for music, and so up till now he's written a few songs and I've written a handful of songs, but we haven't done a lot of collaboration as far as what's been recorded so far, but we've been working on some new ideas together, and we're really looking forward to getting in the studio and working on a new album and maybe putting our heads together a little more.
Are you going to follow a similar process as last time in the studio?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure. I'm excited to, I think we're excited to experiment a little bit more, and hopefully we'll just have a solid week in the studio or something and never leave. Start something and finish something. That would be how I'd like to do it this time.
Well, Jack, I hope the Cactus Blossoms have a great night in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, thanks, Kara.
I spoke with Jack Torrey, one of the two brothers who front the Cactus Blossoms, appearing tonight at Dale B. Lake Auditorium on the Kalamazoo Valley Community College Texas Township campus. The Cactus Blossoms are online at thecactusblossoms.com. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK.